At last month's Virtual Art and Equities Summit, creators, collectors, and so-called NFT evangelists were excited to hear how they could make money off of digital art. Co-host Carla Ferguson owns an art gallery in Miami, Florida.
NFTs are an amazing new tool that we're going to figure out how to maximize the most benefit for our community.
By using unique or non-fungible tokens on a blockchain, creators have total control over the sale of their digital art and how it's distributed. In a sense, they are their own agents and gallery owners. They can even attach stipulations like getting a portion of the proceeds every time it's resold. Carla Ferguson and Cincinnatian Rob Richardson are creating a buying and selling platform set to launch this fall. Here's how NFTs work. With any sale, buyers receive a digital certificate of authenticity on a blockchain. This proves ownership and preserves the artwork's provenance. Dave Hatter, a cybersecurity consultant at Intrust IT, says there is some big money to be made.
I do think it will potentially create a revenue-generating opportunity for people and probably a lot of really talented people who would have no other outlet to sell their art and make any money in a meaningful way. Because, you know, if I'm just a regular artist and I create some cool piece of artwork, and I just throw it out on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever the cool thing, latest cool thing is out there, TikTok, you know, how do I get paid for that? Plus now it's out there. Anyone can copy it and do anything they want with it, claim they created it. You know, now you can already, long before this, digitally watermark things and so forth. But, you know, this does at least give you the ability to say, I can prove I am the author of this.
Vaccine, a California-based digital artist, accepted a bid of nearly $17,000 for the first six editions of a digital painting featuring Michael Jordan. CoinDesk reports the NFT minting and exposure did a couple of things. It led to the commissioning of another digital art piece and got him publicity from an NFT exhibition featuring Black artists from around the world. Without NFTs, Vaccine says there are so many hurdles and obstacles involved in gaining any sort of recognition within the art world as a Black man. Hatter explains Mike Winkleman, the artist known as Beeple, also experienced this.
He created these pieces of art every single day, and then they put 5,000 of them together, and it's called, here we go, Every Day's the First 5,000 Days. It sold for $69.3 million.
Before this, Beeple tells The Verge $100 was the most he ever made off a print. Gallery owner Ferguson says artists shouldn't be afraid of technology.
NFTs are an amazing new tool that we're going to figure out how to maximize the most benefit for our community.
She told the virtual summit that NFTs don't take away from classic creations. Co-host Rob Richardson agrees, saying people should take ownership and maximize it.
Yeah, I kind of look at it as people think about protests. They're like, you know, the protest was like, people say, okay, we go out there, we just organize in the streets. But now people use social media. It's not replacing protesting and going out there, but it's another avenue and mechanism to accelerate the process. That's how I see NFTs, if done right.
Richardson says for too long, equity has gone through Black and minority artists, but not to them. He says they can disrupt that trend with the power of crypto art. Hatter says there's something to that.
Typically, most artists don't get famous till they're dead. And the people that make all the money off their art are people, you know, long after the original artist is dead. So when you couple all this internet stuff with this idea that here as an individual artist, I can potentially create something, I can uniquely stamp it, and then reach a global marketplace of a giant amount of users, some of whom might want to buy it. I think it's a huge benefit to an artist, right?
The Art and Equity Summit says art has always been an effective tool for social change, but Black and other minority artists haven't always gotten the equity they deserve. It looks to change that. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.